Okay, so yesterday we had made the case for Rabbeinu Ephraim on a purely halachic level. So the Rabbeinu Ephraim appears, you know, initially to be a Das Yachid, but we see that he has great traction within the Rishonim. The Ran cites him, the Bala Ma'ar cites him, the Meiri cites him. It's very, very clear in the development of the halacha that whether it's Shitas HaRambam of, you know, V'Yiradim, and the Archas Chaim, Ve'en Lecha Avera Gedolei Mizo, in terms of Shichros, that Shichros is in Isser Gamor, it's in Mevi Lidei Shvichos Damim, Megillei Arayos, Avodah Zarah, Kan Rabba, Shachtei, the Reb Zera, and that, of course, it, you know, detracts from any ability to really, we talked about the issue that some of the Achronim raise of Kavana, Kavana for Mikra Megillah, Kavana for the Suuda, for Shalach Manos, for Matanos Le'Avyonim. And that's really the second part of the argument that I want to make, is that even if you'll argue that, okay, you know, we'll go with the initial statement of the Gemara, without the moderating views of the, you know, Bali Atosos and the Piyut Gadol, the Yerushalmi, etc., Rur Zeresh, right, what impact is going to have on the overall quality of the day? And here, you know, I remind everybody, it's not just that it may be inappropriate, and we think it certainly is inappropriate for a person to be in a state of shichros, but it will compromise the other elevating aspects of the day. And the most elevating aspect of the day, as we know, is the din of matanos le'avyonim. The Rambam tells us, mutav le'adam leharbos v'matanos le'avyonim v'shiluach manos le'reyav v'su'daso. As a person who does that, in sham simcha gedolim mifu'ara le'sameach le'ivaniyim umlalim, Almanos Yisomim Vegerim, and he's Doma L'Shechina, the Rambam says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, right, takes great pains, L'Hachayos Ruach Shvalim, L'Hachayos Lev Nidkoim. So I think it's not just a problem of, you know, the Sur Meira aspect of the Shechros, but what about the Asay Tov? It's a dual problem. It's intrinsically problematic, and I think it will reduce a person's ability to really experience Purim as a Kabbalah Satorah, to experience Purim as a Yom Chesed, a Yom Matanos Le'Avyonim, right, you know, Kol Mi Sheposhet Yado on Purim, you know, it's really the theme of the day, Einayim Shalniyim Nesuos L'Mikra Megillah. But if we could take a broader perspective here, the truth of the matter is that, you know, Chazal were very, very aware about the Sakanas Hayayin, and what I want to relate to is, yeah, some of you may have seen that there was data released regarding problems of binge drinking in, you know, the teenage community. And I think Bizman Hazeh, we have to be even, you know, more sensitive when it comes to Purim, that it doesn't become something that reinforces this very serious issue within our community. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Ayin tells us, Vayachal Noach Isha Adama Vayita Karem. Of course, the next psukim, Vayesh min hayayin vayishkar vayizgal b'socha halo, Noach, about whom it was said, Ish tzadik tamim haya b'dorosa v'esel okim itzalech Noach, right, v'noach matza chen v'enei Hashem, even person of that madreg, Amr Rav Chisra, Amr Rav Ukva, v'imri la Amr Ukva, Amr Rav Zakai, Amr Rav Kadosh Baruch l'Noach, Noach lo haya l'chal olamid mi'adam harishon, shelo garam lo alayayin, k'man da Amr, osu ilan sh'achal menu adam harishon, gefen haya, t'tanya Rav Meir Omer, Also, Ilan, Sha'achal Adam Arishan, Imenu Gefen Haya, Sha'in Chadavar, Sha'mevi Yulala La'adam El Hayayin, that of course, Yayin is something that brings Yulala. So the original sin of humanity, the Eitz Hadas, and then we have Shechruso Shal Noach, followed by Shechruso Shalot, all of these things point us in the direction of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Divrei L'mu'al Melech Masa, Sher, Yisar to Imar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Bishim Ben Yochai Melamed Shekafaso Imar Al Amar Vamar Lo Ma Beri Umar Bar Bitni Umar Bar Nidari Umar Bar Nidari Kol Nashim Shal Beis Avicha Hayu Nodor Seli Ben Hagul Lamalchus Vanina Darti Vamarti Li Ben Zariz Mula Metora Vahagul Lanavios Ala Melachim Lavu Al Anavachim Shesu Yayin. Right, so if you want to be Ra'oi Lanavios, so you have to avoid this kind of Yayin. Ala Melachim Amar Lo Malachaitz amalachim sheshosin yayin amishtakim veomim lama lanu el roznim yishechar misha kol rosei olam guliyom ilo yishta yayin v'yishtakir. So again, somebody who had so much potential, you know, for that to be wasted, for that to be squandered in the context of yayin is a very, very, very serious problem. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Bios Mikdash, Right, simply drinking wine precludes you from coming lifnei Hashem. It doesn't facilitate. Sometimes people think that substances are going to further or to foster their ability to be more spiritual. On the contrary, asur lo likanes min hamizbeach lifnim v'nichlas v'avad avodaso psula v'chayev misa b'dei shamayim. A kohen who's shaso yayin is chayev misa b'dei shamayim shenemar v'lo samusa v'husha shaso revias yayin chayev basachas. This is a person who drank revias yain chai bevasachas, as long as it was yain she'avru alav arba'im yom. But clearly the idea of a chi of misa bidei shamayim for somebody who was oved in a state of shiso yain is very, very dramatic. Hayashikar, but if he was even worse, if he was drunk, mishar mashkin, mishakin, also the kanis of mikdash. Right, so he can't even come into the Beis Hamikdash itself. Forget about minam lizbeach v'lifnim. V'im nichnas v'avad v'ushikar mishar mashken ha'mishakan afilu minachalov v'minadevela hareza loka v'avodaso k'shera. So he gets malkos, even if it's, again, not yayin, even if it's other things that could be intoxicating. She'en chayovin misal al-yayin mishas avoda v'in v'chal avoda l'shikar minayayin. So yayin is the worst, but other things are bad as well. You don't even have to be, you know, in a state of shichrus. But even if you're shasoy, afilu achal tamarim ushasa chalav, v'nishtab shadaito me'at al yoresh enemar lahoros as b'nei Yisrael. Right, the parish of shesu yayin, yayin v'sheichar al teisht is right next to lahoros as b'nei Yisrael. Umuter l'shikar l'lamed Torah ve'afilu halachos midrashos v'hu shelo yore. But you can't paskin because we're afraid it's going to compromise ability person's ability to paskin correctly. V'ma yachacham kavu l'hara lo yilamed shelimudo hara. He would be precluded from teaching Torah. So rather than increase spirituality, it decreases spirituality. On the contrary, right, it creates yisurim in terms of bias mikdash. It creates yisurim in terms of hara. And even in certain cases, it creates yisurim of Talmud Torah. Who would want to be, you know, in that state? And again, I just want to point to the Rambam that I quoted just a moment ago. Mutav la'adam laharbos mematanos avyonimu laharbos v'sudaso v'shulach manos l'reyav she'en sham simcha gedolum mefuara la sameach levaniyim v'yosomos v'almanos v'gerim she'mesameach lev ha'umalim ho'elu doma l'shchina she'nemer l'hachayos ruach shefalim. What's clear is that the essence of Purim is to be lifnei Hashem, to be domel l'shchina. And what we saw very clearly is that yayin is not helpful in that regard. There's actually an isser of bia lifnei Hashem, b'shiso yayin, b'shichros, right? There's an isser hora. There could even be an isser of Talmud Torah. Yayin and other intoxicating substances do not somehow enhance our avodas Hashem, but create isurim and barriers. As Reb Meir said from the very beginning, "Ein lecha davar shemevi yulala al ha'adam elo hayayin." It's true. The pasuk says, "V'yayin yisamach levav enosh v'lechem levav enosh yisad lehatzel panim yishamen." A pasuk says in Tehillim that yayin can bring with it a certain state of joy, but the Gemara says lo nivra yayin alo nanachim es ho'avelim. Yes, and there's a din of dalad kosos. That's the one time a year that I ever have any alcohol because of the Rav's position on cheros that we should drink something that we particularly enjoy. I happen to enjoy white wine, but it's relegated to a once a year position. But as we started to speak about yesterday, we're not just about ourselves here. We're part of a community, and uniquely on Purim, we're part of a community. The essence of Purim, Leich Kenosas Kol HaYehudim. The essence of Purim, Nikalu HaYehudim Ba'areihem. Lihi Kahel V'lamod Al Nafsham. We formed a Kahal. That's the whole idea of Mishloach Manos Ish L'Reihu and Matanos Lavyonim. Haman charged us with being an Am Mefuzar Meforad Bein Ha'amim. A divergent, discordant nation, a nation that lacked a sense of harmony and lacked a sense of mutual responsibility. I think it's incumbent upon us to ask ourselves in terms of our observance of Purim, what is, from a communal standpoint, the responsible thing to do? What is, from the standpoint of the tzibur, going to enhance the level of kedusha within our community? The Ramban tells us, based on the pasuk in Amos, "Vakach mi b'neicham leviim mi bachureicham lenezirim," that the nazir is the ultimate kadosh, in part because he eschews kol asher yetzei mi gefen hayayin, that there's no shichros, the korban chatas that the nazir brings is affiliated not with the Naziros, like the Shita of Rabbi Elazar HaKapar quoted by Rashi, al zeh shetzir atzmo min hayayin, but the Karban Chatas that's affiliated with the Nazir is his giving up this level of Kedusha. On the contrary, Yayin v'sheichar al teish, that's what makes the Nazir Kadosh shihiyah gadel pera se'arosho. The Nazir is the paradigm of Kedusha, of Kedoshim tiyu. The Ben Sora or Mora, because he's Zolel v'sove, because he's involved in Yayin, right, is chayev misa. It's a dramatic statement, and the Ramban says, well, what's the Avera? Is it lo sochu al adam? As the Rambam emphasizes, no, it's kedoshim tiyu, it's ludov kabo. If we want to be close to Hashem, it's not going to be through substances, through abuse. And even if a person knows that they themselves are going to be able to moderate, it's a milsa dipshita. It's completely obvious. It's a psik reshe. It's automatic that not everybody will be able to be responsible. Every shul in the kehila has people who have struggled with alcohol. If they have one drink, literally, for genetic reasons, and sometimes for environmental or social reasons, it can and will ruin their life. And we have to think about those people and try to do our best to protect them. It's a simple proposition of arvos. And then there's also the question of the young people in our community. Again, the data was just released regarding the issue of binge drinking amongst teens in the community. So again, many people, the vast majority, will be able to grow out of it, but some will not. And some will suffer terribly, and it can even be a sakanas nefashos. A friend that I grew up with in a yeshiva day school, riding the bus to school every day, died a very young man, many years ago already, and it had to do with substances. And we have to ask ourselves, and it's something that we need to struggle with. Even what looks to be innocuous. Okay, they won't agree with me that Rabbeinu Ephraim has the traction, you know, once you start paying very careful attention to the Achronim. As the Rama says, what's really the Kavana L'Shem Shamayim, that the Shichros is an Isser Gamor and Aveira Gedola. But are Kiddush clubs adding to the Kedusha of our Bate Knesios? Or perhaps detracting from it? Is it setting the right example for our children? Or perhaps creating a michshol, a stumbling block? This is not chas v'shalom to say that somebody who likes to have, you know, one drink under control is a bad person, is being, insensitive, or that people mean well. People are not trying to make a statement. But we can't only think about this as yechidim. We have to think about this as a tzibur. What about the people that will have to walk by in that kiddush just because they're coming to shul, for whom alcoholism is a daily struggle? What about the children, some of whom will have that genetic predisposition? We have to ask ourselves these questions. And especially in light of the fact that, again, the data was released, I saw it just for the first time yesterday, that apparently there is a very significant percentage of our young people that are already involved in binge drinking. Again, most of them will move past it. But chalila, somebody gets into a car. Chalila, somebody has a genetic predisposition towards the disease of alcoholism. And somebody ends up like the friend that I grew up with. never became a father, never had a chance to really live life as an adult. These are real questions. And so it seems to me that in our context, and especially on Purim, which is the ultimate day of Arvos, of Leich Kenosis Kol HaYehudim, that we should calibrate and moderate our own Simchas Purim, again, within the Halacha. This is already in the Rishonim, based on the Gemara, Kam Rabba, Shachter, the Reb Zeira, the Bala Ma'ar, the Ran, the Me'iri, the Archos Chaim, again, maybe just a little bit, but even so, the needs of the community have to be part of our cheshbon, part of our assessment of what is the responsible thing to do. This is not simple. But I think part of the case for Rabbeinu Ephraim isn't just an isolated look at the sugya, but again, it's an understanding of the special quality of cohesion, of communal responsibility on Purim, number two. Number three, right, if a person is in a stupor, are they going to be marbe b'matanos slavyonim? Are they going to be marbe, in terms of being doma l'shchina? Are they going to end up, as unfortunately many people do, sleeping, mivatel Torah, mivatel minyanim? Not always, but plenty of times. Is this the image we want to have of Torah? A day which is set aside as a Kabbalah Satara. Kimu v'kiblu ayehudim, kiblu aleihem, kimu aleihem ashekiblu kvar. And so it strikes me that intrinsically in the sugya there's more than a defensible case for Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Archos Chaim. But when you start taking into account the broader factors, that sense of arvos towards the children of our community, towards those struggling with alcoholism within the community, I think it becomes clear. I think it becomes very clear that for us, the communal considerations, the chinuch considerations, weigh very heavily in terms of Purim not being a day associated with drunkenness, rachmana litzlan, but being a day that's associated with Torah, with tzedakah, with chesed, yes, simcha. But as the Rambam told us, what is the greatest simcha? And in his own inimitable, exquisite language, and with this we'll conclude, mutav la'adam laharbos b'matanos avyonim mi'bisudasa b'shiluach manos l'reyav she'en sham simcha gedola mifu'ara l'sameach lev aniyam umlalim Almanos, Yesomim, Vegerim, to be Doma Lashchina, Lahachayos, Ruach, Shvalam, Lahachayos, Leib Nidkoim. That's the essence of Simchas Purim. Not the kind of intoxication that makes it harder for us to come close to Hashem, where there's an Isser B'as Mikdash, an Isser Hora, even an Isser in Talmud Torah, for somebody of that stature, Limudo, Hora. And indeed, to remind ourselves that there's a very powerful history to alcoholism. In the Chadavar Shemevi Lala al Ha'adam el Hayayin, Adam Harishon, Noach, Lot, it's not an accident. Maybe Yayin has a role in the Dalet Kosos, maybe Yayin has a role in Simchas Yom Tov, handled very responsibly. Yayin has a role in Nichum Avelim. But let's remember the Ramban's essay in terms of Kedoshim Tiyu V'akach Mibneicham Neviim Mibachureicham L'Nezirim. The greatest Kedusha for our community to aspire to is to eschew these practices when there are far more direct ways of achieving Dveikus B'Hashem Al Yedei Talmud Torah, Al Yedei Chesed, V'lo Al Yedei Shichrus Bayayin.